the end of the day, you know, I felt very confident, you know, that I wanted to come back and finish my career at the University of Iowa. You know, Coach McCaffrey saw something in me that not a lot of other coaches saw, and he took a chance on me. And I feel like he's done so much for me in my career that, you know, I think it wouldn't be right to finish it off and finish what I started here at the University of Iowa. So I'm very excited to be back with my teammates and look towards, you know, winning a national championship, winning a Big Ten championship. We have big goals in mind. And once we get back on the court, we're going to start getting to work and you know, hopefully we can make some history this year.
Welcome in, Iowa Hawkeye fans, to a special podcast here of the Hawkeye Tailgate Report. It's been a long journey. I believe Luka announced he was declaring for the NBA draft process or whatever, jumping into that process back in like early April. And he hasn't had to make a decision until today. And God is looking over us, and the first positive thing of 2020 has happened. Luka Garza is going to be a member of the Iowa Hawkeyes in the 2020-2021 year. Fellas, we got Austin and Joey here tonight, and it's...
I just have one question for you guys.
Yeah.
Can I get a...
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, man, it was just... We were sitting in B-dubs when had the press conference pulled up on our phones.
Pretty hungover.
Very sure, hungover.
Still hungover. Am, matter of fact.
Yeah.
But I was so freaking nervous the whole morning. Just, I couldn't think about really anything else. And I told, we were sitting at the table, I said to these guys, I think I'm going to yell if, like, get up and yell in the middle of this restaurant if he comes back. And sure as shit, Austin told me not to. And when he announced, Austin was the one going, he's coming back! He's coming back!
Yeah, I said it in the booth. I didn't get up and start running around and yelling. That's what you were going
to
do.
Austin took a trip to the bathroom right after that, though.
Yeah, well, I also am seeking some medical attention because I've had an erection lasting longer than 4 hours since that announcement's been made. So if anybody out there has a suggestion, feel free to shoot me a DM.
I'd just go stand next to a wall for a little while.
I wouldn't be too worried about that whole erection problem right now. I mean, this is the best thing.
2020's back on, baby.
2020 is 100% back on.
National championship 2021. You heard it here first. It's happening.
The last half of 2020 is going to be huge. We're going to figure this out. We're going to get a vaccine. Luke is coming back. Well, back to the vaccine thing. This is just a good reminder to wear your mask everywhere if you want to see Iowa basketball.
Because
this is all for naught if... if there's no basketball, and I would just be absolutely devastated. Because even if they would give the players another year of eligibility, no way Luka comes back another year.
But it would be pretty electric to have Bohannon in there for a sixth year.
Perry Bohannon.
Yeah, but I think it's stupid that people politicize the whole mask thing and, like, corona shit and whatnot, but I don't give a crap if you believe it. It doesn't hurt you to wear a mask, and if that actually does mean it translates to us playing sports this fall and winter, I'm 100%. Let's go.
I don't like how you say, don't believe it. As if
coronavirus is just fake. It's a myth.
Unfortunately, there is people out there that think it's like a big
one. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, those people.
But, I mean, there has been 150,000 deaths.
If you're an Iowa sports fan, right now you should be doing everything in your power to make sure that we have a goddamn basketball season this year. We're returning probably the best team that Iowa has ever had with everybody that's coming back, and one of the best players that's ever been through the program. This is our fucking year for basketball. So please, God, let's not put ourselves in jeopardy and fuck this up, because this season is gonna be something special.
Go off, King.
I'm just saying.
In the words of the wise, great John Rothstein, the Big Ten goes through Iowa City this year.
It does.
I think that the NCAA might go through Iowa City this year.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to declare
2021 national champs?
Yeah, I am.
Ready. I am.
Yep. I have already declared it.
Left. Yeah. Cracked a bottle on it, knocked it into the water, and it left.
No, I... It's... there's still so many factors that can go in to how we end up this season. If we don't make it to the second weekend, that is the biggest failure in maybe program history. But I think saying national champions is a bit
anything
rash.
Shy of the Elite Eight.
Final Four is exactly 5 months from today, so just mark that on your calendar right now.
Another bit
5 months.
Good news. Another bit of good news is that Jordan Bohannon
7 months. It's a number
hips,
of months.
So we can't have surgery on another one. So
might be 7 months.
As far as I know, I guess he might.
It's a number of months. I saw that today. Like, it's exactly X number of months from today.
A certain number of days from today, the Final Four starts.
Yes. That, and you heard that here first.
All right. So.
It might have been 7 months.
Clearly, I mean, I think it's unanimous here that we all think this is the best Iowa team.
Potentially ever.
7 months.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. The Big Ten's kind of loaded again.
I'm not really scared. I'm glad Luka that Ayo came back to Illinois so fucking Luka can show him what is up again.
I kind of like that just in the sense that there was clearly some bad blood between Iowa and Illinois last year, so both of those teams being good, I think it's just going to add a little bit more chippiness to that. But Luka is just going to, like, he put up historic numbers last season, and virtually every other good big man in the Big Ten has left this year. He is just going to fucking feast. Is it out of the realm of possibility to say averages 30 points? I think not.
30, 10, and 5.
I like it.
Oh my god. All
it's
right.
Absurd that he was only the 79th best.
What did he average last year? Like 23.9?
23.9 and 9.8.
So I think he drops back a little bit. I think he'll probably still crack the 20 barrier, but
no. Dude, Luke, like all of the good bigs from the Big Ten are gone now. He's just gonna be
yeah, but now we have
he's not even a big.
But we have the perimeter threats, and we have Bohannon healthy. Frederick will be hopefully healthy for all the season this year. Toussaint, like, we can go on and on.
Yeah, I get it. We're going to have a lot of good scoring options, but if you're telling me the offense does not run through Luka Garza this season, you're kidding yourself.
No, it does, 110%.
Let's be honest. He could put up, like, 50 points pretty easily in some, like, early season games. He could just do that, get the stats padded real early in the season, you know.
What did he have against Michigan? 45?
Yeah, he scored, like, in the two games against Michigan, he scored, like, 76 points or something like that.
If he averages 19 and 9, would you be disappointed?
No, I'm not disappointed, because that ultimately will probably translate to other players getting more looks and, honestly, resulting in wins. As long as we're winning, I don't give a shit what he averages.
Listen, would you rather have... So, this is going to be a stupid question. I'm not going to say win the national championship is one of the options, but...
Speak up, Billy.
Would you have Luka win National Player of the Year and make it, like, the Sweet 16, or make it to the Final Four?
Final Four.
Luka just
Final win? Four.
Final Four.
I don't know. I'm a big individual accolade guy.
Yeah, but Final Four would be so much cooler.
Yeah, it'd be cooler, but they wouldn't talk about us as much. I feel like if you have a player that's, like, the best and, like...
I think Iowa's going to be getting plenty of love this season.
They already have. Like, every major network and, like, many analysts have them as a top six program.
I have Duke and Kansas. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
But, I mean, if you look at a lot of these top tens also, you got Wisconsin and Illinois and Michigan State also vying for top 10 spots from the Big Ten. So, of those teams... Did Cockburn come back?
I think that he's kind of in the same boat that Luka was. Not sure.
Didn't he have to decide today?
No, is today the third? I think he has until tomorrow to make that decision. I don't know.
Okay, because, like, I saw Xavier Tillman left Michigan State, so that's another big
good.
That'll help Luka out. But, like,
Teske's gone from Michigan. That Jalen whatever from... Maryland, he was good. He's gone now.
But, like, I think the team I fear the most is probably... mine's Illinois. I mean...
They're tough.
Yeah.
I like it that there's bad... Apparently, back in the day, Iowa-Illinois was a big heated basketball rivalry. God, I sucked at pronouncing that word. I'd like to... I like that there's bad blood between them. It gives you a little bit of extra to just get juiced up about that game for. I like the Bulls and Heat playoff series like a couple years back when LeBron was on the Heat. That was electric because you're basically getting a fist fight every single game. Wouldn't hate to see that on the court. Also, Fran, couple texts. That always gets crowd going.
Also, I think this reflects very well on Fran McCaffrey and the staff he has. Because people have always... There's always been Fran naysayers and, like, douchebags out there, whatnot. But, I mean, he recruited Luka Garza, and Luka... Or, clearly, Fran's created a culture where players want to stay. And, I mean, Luka had a chance to go play professional basketball somewhere.
I think this might be a hot take to some people, but I think I obviously love them both. I think I'm a bigger Fran guy than I am a Kirk guy. I fucking love Fran.
Fran is a much more, like, visibly emotional coach than Kirk is. Like, you'd never see Kirk, like, running out there on the field screaming at a ref or whatever, and then Fran is, that's, like, par for the course for him. I think it's easier to, like, get on just, like, loving him because he's just, like, always fucking out there just riding the ref's asses, and you can fucking, like, well, you can be at the top of the bowl in Carver and you can hear him, like, shouting. I just think it's hilarious.
I guess this is, maybe I just see Kirk as more like my grandpa, and Fran is like a crazy uncle who, like, you just love to do fun shit with.
Don't hate that analogy.
No, I mean, that's...
I don't mind. I don't know. I don't want to make that choice. Between them.
Nobody's making you.
Yeah, I don't. I think both teams have good cultures around them. The program. Now, after the changes that have been made with the football one.
I was going to say.
With the football team. But, I mean, clearly in the report from that came out after the investigation, they recommended Kirk Ferentz not get fired. So if they knew he wasn't the guy that would be able to turn it around. So.
It's really sad about Acorn Wadley lying about all that stuff.
Acorn.
Yeah, have you ever... I mean, I know DJK had a lot of Iowa fans turn on him. But, man. Akram Wadley's doing his best to make...
Yeah. Well, it's not funny, but, like, just... He was... And his mom were basically, like, begging Kirk, like, as recently as May to try and help him, like, get, like, a workout or a spot in an XFL team or an NFL team, like, anything. And he was happy to do that. And then this came out, and Akram immediately was like, fuck Kirk Ferentz. Like, it's not funny because it's, like, he used that...
Defamation.
He used that platform of, trying to change within the program for kind of self-benefit, I would think. And it just didn't really work out for him. So it's not... funny, but it is a little bit funny.
Also, please don't forget that Akram Wadley scammed a bunch of Iowa fans too. So
I thought that was a misunderstanding.
I don't think there's a misunderstanding about that. Yeah.
I think it was I gave him the benefit of the doubt on that one.
He was demanding a lot of money for his autograph too.
That's another thing. I don't get why people pay for. I know we've had this argument a time or seven, Luke, but I don't get why people pay for like. Former college athletes' autographs if they're not doing anything anymore.
Yeah, if I would have gotten an autograph from Wadley when he was, like, at Iowa, I would have thought, oh, yeah, that's kind of cool, but I would never now, pay to get an autograph from him.
So Joey's referring to when Sean Green was signing autographs at Hy-Vee in Iowa City. I don't think I paid. I paid money to buy a little football for him to sign.
I think you had to pay.
I don't think I did. But, I mean, I don't knock people for that. I bought, like, an autographed picture of Jeff Horner before and, like, stuff like that. I don't know. I like the memorabilia, you know?
Yeah, it just doesn't really hold a lot of value with me.
Alrighty. Well, somehow we've tracked from Luca coming back to...
the value of autographs.
To Akram Wadley and...
That's why people tune in. You never know where this is going.
Yeah, but... You guys got any power rankings or anything you want to talk about quick?
Power rankings of...
Just anything in general.
Days of the week.
Oof.
Friday, number one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Saturday, two.
Yeah. Those are interchangeable.
Sunday's not my three.
No way. Sundays suck.
Sunday was
no,
my
no, but
three.
It seems like a logical choice because you don't have to work, but...
Yeah, but Sunday scaries, they're real.
It's hitting hard today. Well, Luca helped out, but I'm not in great shape. Thursday is a good day.
Yeah.
A lot Thursday better in college than it is now, but
I think Tuesday might be the worst day of the week.
Yeah.
Mondays aren't great.
It's a new week.
Tuesday sucks because Mondays. Like you're in the slog of the work week at that point. The weekend's still a long ways away.
You still have to wait. Like Tuesday morning, you still have to wait 3 full days for new music to come out on Thursday night.
What?
That's like something I look forward to every week. Is
on Apple Music, new music drops
at 11 o'clock every Thursday night. They release the new music for the week.
About that. Yeah, so I'll go Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Wednesday, Sunday.
I mean, I wouldn't put Sunday at the end of my list.
Yeah, I didn't say Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. Yeah, I just did 5.
Mine's Friday, Saturday, Thursday. Sunday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday.
It seems about right.
Yeah. Wednesday's all right.
It's fine. You're halfway done with the week.
And it seems like a lot of times there's something like, if you have something scheduled, it seems like it's always happening on Wednesday. A lot of things like bowling league or golf league, stuff like that, seems to happen on Wednesday softball.
All right. Well, do we have anything else we want to talk about for this podcast?
I don't know. I just like to keep talking because I don't have anything better to do, and if I go back inside, I'm just going to feel like crap again.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to mention that. This is the first podcast live from Van McCaffrey.
Yeah. Oh, I think we have to get we have to get something that represents Luca Garza on the van now.
Maybe get his eyebrows and put them on the front of the van?
End up looking really cheesy.
Yeah.
Like the eyelashes.
I cannot stand it when people put the eyelashes on their car.
That's almost as bad
as the fucking worst.
The reindeer antlers.
Hey, Cubs win. Cubs win.
Who cares? Cubs and Twins have the same record, 7-2.
Best in the major league, right?
Yeah, right now.
We could get...
hopefully it was a home run.
We could get a little fat head of them. Danny could make it. No, he can.
On the cricket?
Oh, yeah. Doesn't Maggie make the little caricatures on her cricket? Her sister does. Did he show you that?
No.
It's pretty cool.
I don't know. Shout out Maggie Nyan.
Marge.
Yeah. We're just not gonna sit here and keep on babbling, Joey. Mm-hmm. So, you got anything to add?
I mean, we can continue to talk, but
we've talked about that a lot.
But now we know we have certainty.
Push out your starting five, Gil.
Bohannon, Wieskamp, CJ. Connor, Luca.
I like it. That's probably what I would go to.
I don't see it being anything besides that.
I still might argue Toussaint over Bohannon.
No, J-Bo starting.
J-Bo started this. J-Bo started this year, and he was on like one hip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. I don't know. I could see him trying to ease him into gameplay more and having Toussaint start.
Nah, don't see that happening.
Yeah.
So that was pretty not contentious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know what contentious you thought.
I would like to see him run out 3 guards a few times.
Fine, let's say, okay, guards.
No, I'm not starting, but I'd like to see Toussaint, McCaffrey and Bohannon all out there at the same time.
I wouldn't be surprised to see that look
Toussaint,
quite often.
McCaffrey, Bohannon, CJ, Luca. Go small.
Did we mention Wieskamp?
Yes.
Yeah, Wieskamp was starting.
Okay, I was just making sure. Because that would have been a huge oversight on our part, although he had a forgettable second half last year. But
something noteworthy from the press conference today, I thought, was how Fran was just sitting there holding his phone looking like a total boomer. He's just like holding it. He's down in the bottom corner. He's not saying anything. He's just like looking at the screen.
Yeah, that was awkward.
It's funny. I like
Well, that. I mean, everything was awkward about the press conference because like, at a certain point, though, I knew he was coming back because I saw CJ Frederick pop up on the screen. I'm like, would they really bring his teammates in if
yeah,
he wasn't?
That was a good sign, I thought.
Oh, what do you think about whose troll was it last night?
Connor?
Connor. Yeah, he said something like just respect his decision or whatever.
Yeah,
well,
just respect.
That's just been an honest thing. Like, respect
I get it.
Either way. Yeah. Which I was. Gonna,
I
was
Connor, the team knew about it on. Garza made his decision on Wednesday. I read a Register article about it. Garza made his decision on Wednesday. Told the team on Friday that he was coming back.
Oh, nice.
He had a solid tweet, too.
I
ain't fucking leaving. The Wolf of Wall Street. He's had this planned.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, clearing. I had honestly thought it was coming down to, like, the last moment whether he was going to say he was leaving or not. But once I saw all this social media play and the thought-out process ahead of time.
Well.
I'm ready to hang his number.
Oh, yeah. I'd do it before the season.
Hang his number, build the statue, name it, what?
Oh, my God.
Carver,
I could
Garza Arena.
Picture the statue outside of him just slapping his bicep.
Oh, man.
Ooh, I'd be rock.
That would be pretty fucking cool.
We should get like somehow get a sticker of him doing that and put it on the van.
I don't hate that.
We could get a car, order it
from like China for really cheap.
China. Now speaking of China, apparently TikTok's getting banned. So.
Oh, yeah,
RIP'd but all the TikTok.
You can just change your region to Canada, eh? And you'll be fine.
That's hilarious. That's what they're concerned about.
Right. Whole world's going to shit. TikTok. We need to do something about that.
Yeah, they have to take away the one time-consuming thing, the new time-consuming thing over the last year and a half.
Yeah, the one thing that's brought people joy in the last 6 months.
Ridiculous.
Well, at least me. I laugh my ass off at TikToks.
Yeah, I usually spend like a couple hours a day on it. But
well, this podcast is kind of going off the rails here at the end.
Yes, it absolutely has.
Okay.
I'm just saying, we should probably wrap this up. I can't imagine a lot of people are very interested in this talk right now.
I guarantee there's somebody driving down the road right now listening to this. Shout out
Lucas Lee.
And he's running through his head. He's like, God damn, I wonder what my favorite days of the week are. And so it's consuming people's time. And
so some final notes here. Wear a mask, social distance, say some prayers that we have football and basketball season for this upcoming winter. I don't even care if they push it back. I saw somebody say they might push it back into December or past the New Year's. That's fine with me. If they only want to do Big Ten games, that's also fine with me. Because I don't think we had any
big ones. If we only play like a 20-game Big Ten schedule, Luke is not going to break the all-time scoring record. So we kind of need him to play a full slate of games.
Well, if you count the 5-game run to the national championship.
It still only gets you...
Figure 20 points a game at the least. 100 extra points right there. I think he needs 600 and something.
Would you guys rather have basketball or football?
Basketball. Specifically this season, I would much rather have basketball. Best team that... This team has higher expectations than any Iowa team ever probably come back in. Like, realistic, not us being like crazy Homer fans. Like, Final Four is a realistic expectation for this year's Iowa basketball team.
Yeah.
The football team is going to be kind of just so-so this year, I think. Basketball is going to be fucking good, and we know that. I would trade, if I had the option to say, somebody told me, you can have... If I told you right now we're going to cancel football, but that means basketball happens for sure, I would take that deal in a heartbeat.
You know what I'm not ready for? Iowa to lose, like, an early season game they're not supposed to. And the...
Twitter's going to lose itself.
Yeah, Twitter fans going off. It's going to happen, especially because all the expectations we have right now. Let's say we lose, like, 2 in a row, and we drop down to, like, 15 or 20. People are going to be freaking out.
I mean, if they're both, like... early season
games
against
you don't
like
want to
shit
lose
opponents.
Nebraska and
blown out by
DePaul
or something.
That was bad.
Well, it's not our fault. They shot 67%. That's just unreal.
Right,
I mean, there was something to do with the fact that we were playing bad defense. But yeah, oh man.
Absurd. They were just shooting the lights out. It was unreal.
That was a bad game.
Unfortunately, I had awesome seats for that game.
All right. Well, so moral of the story, social distance, mask, all that good stuff. Let's have a basketball season. Let's have a football season. Don't know when the next podcast will be. Maybe we'll try and record when everybody's back again, but who knows when that will be. But thanks for listening to this special report, everybody. Go follow us on Twitter. The show's Twitter is HTR_pod. My Twitter is Myers_Luke. Joey's is JoeMama2196. And Austin's is Myers Austin. And Matthew's Matthew Myers 4. Thanks for listening, everybody.
And heck, Nebraska.
And heck, gonna polite the crap out of them. And go Hawks.
I hope Nebraska doesn't win a game.